There's a great deal of disagreement about how the U.S. should proceed in Iraq. We've been airing a variety of opinions. Today, commentator Steve Weaver shares his. For 2.5 years, Weaver was based in Baghdad and Amman, Jordan, working for religious aid groups with programs in Iraq. He hears two general arguments about U.S.-Iraq policy: stay the course or withdraw troops as soon as possible. Steve Weaver says neither of these plans considers what's best for Iraq.
Domestic political pressures are driving the cause for withdrawing the troops now. U.S. political pressures have repeatedly interfered with good policy and judgment in Iraq. The political needs of the Bush administration, rather than facts on the ground, dictated the timing of the invasion, of the elections of a National Assembly, and of the writing of a constitution. And the recent obsession with an exit strategy is also irresponsible political opportunism. It's coming from Republicans nervous about next November's elections and Democrats bent on exploiting President Bush's vulnerability over Iraq. People arguing to withdraw the troops now usually say that the presence of U.S. troops is the primary cause of the insurgency. U.S. military pullout, the argument goes, is the first step in undermining it. This grossly oversimplifies the motivations behind a multifaceted insurgency. And there is very good reason to believe that Iraqi forces cannot manage the insurgency without support from U.S. troops. If there's a pullout, Kurdish and Shia militias will become more engaged and more powerful. This will exacerbate sectarian tensions, and Iraq will be pushed closer to civil war. A civil war would represent a catastrophe with serious consequences: the substantial loss of human life, large-scale population movements and the attendant humanitarian consequences, possible disintegration of the Iraqi state, and regional instability. This possibility isn't being taken seriously enough in the current debate. We've made a mess of Iraq, and we have an obligation to do everything possible to stabilize it. But staying the present course clearly isn't working. For more than 2 years, humanitarian agencies have been raising issues that must be addressed. Civilians need to be better protected during military operations. Iraqis need to be assured and convinced that the U.S. does not condone torture. Politically connected U.S. companies need to stop their war profiteering at the expense of Iraqis. The military needs to modify its aggressive measures used during house raids, and detainees must be treated in a manner consistent with international humanitarian law. The current policies have failed militarily, and their moral and political costs have been enormous. There are many things that need to change in the way the war is being conducted. Bringing the troops home now isn't one of them.
Steve Weaver is the former chair of the NGO Coordinating Committee in Iraq.